To the RNL Revolution Nothing Less show. This is our 221st episode. My name is Sansard Taylor.
The Fox News Decision Desk can now officially project that Donald Trump will become the 47th president of the United States.
Shock, rage, fear, resignation. As the reality that Trump won the election set in, immigrant families froze in silent terror at the impending raids, the racist violence, and the families ripped apart, locked away or hurled across borders, never able to caress each other again. Women seethed with rage, as well as a disorienting sense of deep betrayal that half of this country didn't just fail to prioritize their rights and their lives, but actively hungers to see them humiliated and punished. Trans people winced at the sting of hatred. Parents struggled for words to reassure scared children. And among decent people everywhere, a hollowed out feeling, a growing ache in the pits of their stomachs, a fear for the future, and a deep sense of despair. Donald Trump, notorious P.I.G. and self-confessed pussy-grabbing hater of women, unhinged habitual liar, Nazi venom-spewing basher of immigrants, shoot 'em in the knees, white supremacist, retribution-promising, rule-of-law-trampling, America-first, outright fascist, has been elected president. In just weeks, he is scheduled to assume the full powers of the state. Back in 2017, speaking to the nightmare confronted by the first Trump presidency, Bob Avakian, revolutionary leader and author and architect of the new communism, said this.
We are confronted by, we are now being ruled by, a fascist regime, relentlessly assaulting civil rights and liberties and openly promoting bigotry and inequality. Acting with callous disregard or cold-blooded malice toward those they consider inferior and a drain or stain on the country. On a mission to deny health care to millions who will suffer and many who will die without it. Crudely degrading women as objects of plunder, breeders of children without the right to abortion or birth control, subordinate to husbands and men in general. Defying the science of climate change, attacking the science of evolution, and repudiating the scientific method overall. A regime brandishing an arsenal of mass destruction and threatening nuclear war. Intensifying state terror against Muslims, immigrants, and people in the inner cities. Unleashing and giving encouragement and support to brutal thugs spewing vile America first, white supremacist, male supremacist, and anti-LGBT venom. A regime that boasts of all this and declares its intention to do even worse.
All this still holds, but this time it's worse. This time around, Trump has a supposed mandate from the people. Trump has learned from his previous experience. He has vanquished his enemies in the election, and he is moving to do so in the legal arena. This time around, Trump has a fascist Supreme Court. He has purged the Republican Party of any who opposed him. And he has whipped up and ridden a wave of fascist resentment, frustrated entitlement, and a thirst for retribution back into power. This time, Trump will be less constrained than his first term and more unleashed and determined. Worse, essentially half of this country voted for this nightmare. Yeah, they voted for this. And as Bob Avakian put it in his social media message number 98.
And don't bother with that bullshit that the basic reason why people support Trump is because they are having a hard time economically and so on. In fact, many Trump supporters are well off economically, and some are very rich. But even for those who are having a hard time economically, the really relevant question is, why do they support the all-the-time lying, ignorance-promoting, racist, misogynist, hater of women, and all-around fascist Donald Trump? The answer can only be
that at the very least, they find nothing wrong with racism and misogyny, which makes them misogynists and racists. What a terrible irony for those black people and other people of color who support Trump. Just like those who supported Hitler and the Nazis in Germany, they support a fascist because fascism appeals to them. And what does it say about this country, this supposed great democracy and leader of the free world, when basically half the country supports fascism?
All of this has to be squarely faced by anyone who wants to keep and hold on to your humanity in the months and years to come. But for all of you out there who might still be thinking or hoping that the Democratic Party has anything to do with anything positive up against this nightmare, here is another equally significant truth of importance. The Democratic Party cannot fight these fascists in the way they need to be fought. They cannot do this because, as a ruling class party of this system of capitalism imperialism, the Democratic Party cannot offer a positive alternative to this fascism. They cannot provide a means for achieving any of the things that decent people aspire to. And they cannot bring an end to the things that decent people righteously hate. The genocidal slaughter of Palestinians by Israel, which is being armed and backed by Biden and Harris and the entire Democratic Party, as well as the Republican Party, by the way, is a concentration of this. And with whatever differences the Democrats and Trump may have over Russia and Ukraine, they are united in their preparation for war with China, with all the terrible consequences of that for all of humanity. Further, despite some pretense and deception on the part of these Democrats, the same is true down the line of all the crucial things that decent people care about, from the accelerating destruction of the environment, to oppression based on race, sex, and gender, to the persecution of immigrants. These Democrats cannot bring about a just resolution to any of this, for the fundamental reason that all of this is built into the system that they represent and enforce. Here is just one illustration of this among many. Did you watch Harris's concession speech on the day after the election? Despite some meaningless platitudes about freedom, this was a speech that was nothing more than a miserable call for capitulation to the fascism of Trump on the basis of allegiance to this system.
We must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition.
Allegiance to this system, which has given rise to this fascism, along with all the other monstrosity this system has brought forth from its beginning in slavery and genocide right down to today. If you genuinely hate injustice, you cannot maintain your conscience or your humanity while following Harris and joining in this capitulation. All of this, including the fact that these Democrats cannot and will not fight these fascists the way they must be fought, is in turn an expression of a deeper reality. This fascism has been bred and fed by this system of capitalism imperialism. This fascism has grown out of the very soil of this country, with its whole history and current reality of horrific atrocity, its fundamental relations of ruthless exploitation and murderous oppression of people here and all over the world, and the putrid culture that has rationalized and even celebrated all of this. Yeah, very late in the final days of the campaign, Generals Mark Milley and John Kelly, both of whom served under Trump, came out and accurately described Trump as a fascist. Even Harris herself said this a couple of times. But then Harris and the Democrats continued to actively undermine the reality of this threat by spreading and focusing on the illusion that the real problem with Trump is that he only thinks about himself, or that he's dividing us, the American people.
We all have so much more in common than what separates us.
These Democrats are actively covering over the reality that essentially half the country supports a freaking fascist. In his piece, published just before the election, called Fascism and the Whole System, Bob Avakian spoke truthfully to why the Democrats cannot speak to all of this. He said this is because, quote, to acknowledge that essentially half the country is fascist blows apart the whole shining city on a hill and leader of the free world mythology, which is crucial for the way they seek to hold this country together and project its power in the world, end quote. So all this brings me to something that is critically important. So long as your horizons are limited to what is possible within the confines of this system, so long as you believe that the only realistic choices in terms of the direction of society involve supporting one or another ruling class party of this system, the Democrats or the Republicans, the result will be a continuation of horrors. It is time to look seriously for solutions outside and beyond this system. It is time for a revolution to overthrow and uproot this whole system and bring into being a fundamentally different and much better system. And this revolution is possible because of Bob Avakian and the work he has done over decades. There is a whole new framework for human emancipation, a real-world, scientifically grounded strategy and approach, not only for overthrowing the existing system, but for bringing into being a far better, emancipating system that enables and unleashes people to thrash out together how to go to work to dig up and overcome all relations of oppression and exploitation based on race, sex, gender, and class. A revolution and a whole new system that can bring about the emancipation of all of humanity. Bob Avakian has authored a blueprint for how to do this in this constitution for the new socialist republic in North America. And on top of all of this, Bob Avakian is actively providing the necessary strategic leadership through his social media messages at Bob Avakian Official and in other ways to guide us in making this revolution real. 3 years ago, Bob Avakian said the following in his work, Something Terrible or Something Truly Emancipating.
Things are not as they were in the past. And the reality is this, the profound divisions within the ruling class and in the society overall cannot be smoothed over. They are going to become deeper and sharper, more acute and antagonistic. Here is the fundamental truth that needs to be clearly and deeply understood. These divisions cannot be resolved within the framework that has existed and has held things together for nearly 150 years, since shortly after the end of the Civil War, which led to the abolition of slavery. They cannot be resolved on the basis of the capitalist democracy that has been the normal means of capitalist rule, dictatorship, for so long.
Look, things have already broken out of the bounds of what has been normal under this system for so long. The fact that some top operatives of this system openly called Trump a fascist is just one example of this. And these divisions are not going away. In this kind of situation, moves by Trump or his supporters or any number of other developments could cause these splits among the rulers and society to intensify. So now, here we are. You may be reeling from the result of the election. You may be despairing at the possibility of achieving a more just society. And if you're someone who thinks about the possibility of an actual revolution, you may be thinking that this election shows that such a revolution is impossible. But you would be wrong, very wrong. All the horror that we now confront, including the turning to fascism by large numbers of people, is a result of the basic functioning and dynamics of this system. And it is only in the fight against this system as a whole that all this can be fundamentally addressed and transformed. For that matter, it is only in that context of a fight against this system as a whole that there is any possibility of winning over some of those who have, for now, been drawn to this fascism. What happened through this election is an expression of the fact that there really is only one possible positive alternative and positive resolution to all of this madness. and that is a revolution, to overthrow and uproot this whole system, which has, along with all its other towering crimes, given rise to this fascism. What happened through this election is also an expression of the fact and strongly emphasizes the fact that the forces for this revolution, including the RevCom Corps for the Emancipation of Humanity, must become the backbone of and come to the fore in the fight against fascism. And we must do this as part of the fight to bring down this whole system of capitalism and imperialism and put something much better in its place. This is not going to be easy, but it can make all the difference in whether humanity will be subjected to a terrible future, which just took a quantum leap forward with the election of Trump, or whether we will wrench out a future that is truly emancipating. Right now, we need to raise the slogan and fight for this truth. This whole system is rotten and illegitimate. We need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. And we need to couple this slogan with the content of this broadsheet, which says we need and we demand a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. This broadsheet brings alive the content of what this real revolution will bring about, the liberating changes. And it spells out how this can be accomplished. It says very clearly, the existing capitalist imperialist system and the institutions of government in this country must be abolished and dismantled and replaced by a socialist system based on the Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America. So to everyone who has been shaken and rocked by this fascism, or who will be in the coming weeks and months, we have to tear open serious debate and struggle over the deeper reality I have outlined today. And to everyone who's been working for revolution, or who is just now starting to think about this revolution, now is the time to become tempered and steeled, to deepen your understanding of the need for and your determination to fight for the emancipating revolution that is possible. As we do, we all need to join together, uniting all who can be united from different perspectives to resist the fascist horrors that are coming and the crimes of this system overall. Together, we must declare and put ourselves on the line behind this declaration. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America.
You are listening to The Michael Slate Show. We're going to take a short musical break and be right back.
In his social media message, Revolution Number 101, the revolutionary leader Bob Avakian said,
"It is time to recognize that this system is a thoroughly rotten, monstrously criminal, massively destructive, thoroughly outmoded system, long past the time when it can represent anything positive. It is time to look seriously for solutions outside and beyond this system. It is time for a revolution to overthrow and uproot this whole system and bring into being a fundamentally different and much better system.
In light of the last few days, the profound truth of this should resonate even more powerfully. And this urgent challenge for people to look seriously for solutions outside and beyond this system is why you should donate to the campaign to get Bob Avakian's voice reaching millions. This campaign, BA's voice, and the leadership he is providing carries the hope that people are so badly crying out for. Not empty hype, but hope on a scientific foundation. Through his social media, Bob Avakian is breaking down and bringing alive what is happening and why. Why we need a revolution and how that revolution is possible. What this revolution is all about and what people need to be doing and not doing now. You want to bring real hope to the people of the world, to those sunken in despair, to those who so desperately need it? Then donate to breaking through the lie that there is no alternative to this nightmare of a system. The fact is, humanity does not have to live this way. BA has developed a whole new framework for human emancipation, a whole new framework for how a society could be organized moving to end oppression and exploitation, a whole new framework rooted in a thoroughly scientific approach to understanding the world. And all this is what's concentrated in the new communism that BA has developed, and it's what he is speaking to through his social media. BA has written the Constitution for the New Socialist Republic in North America, a sweeping vision, a firm foundation, and a concrete blueprint for a whole different system. As BA spells out in his social media message, Revolution Number 19, yes, a radically different and much better world really is possible.
This system has to go and be replaced by a system based on collective ownership by the people of the productive means that human beings everywhere have created. Utilizing this for the benefit of human beings as a whole, now and for future generations. A socialist system aiming for a communist world where relations of exploitation and oppression and the culture that goes along with and reinforces those relations will be eliminated and uprooted, and humanity can truly flourish.
This is possible, and Bob Avakian is the only leader even talking about this, talking about making a real revolution to bring this world into being, analyzing for years how this Trump fascism has grown out of the slave-tinted soil of capitalist America, and why the war criminal Democrats cannot fight this the way it needs to be fought. Analyzing that the choice we face for the future is either something terrible or something truly emancipating. Right now, as people are shook and terrified about what the future holds, as people can only see the extreme danger of the darkness we face, they need to look seriously for solutions outside and beyond this system. Through an online advertising campaign and a grassroots movement to spread at Bob Avakian Official, we are aiming to plant a pole that reverberates throughout society. But to do this effectively requires serious funds. We've gotten BA's voice in front of millions, with many thousands listening to his messages, following and spreading his accounts. And this has engendered debate and discussion. But it is just scratching the surface. To truly reach many millions and involve many thousands, to change the scope of what millions are considering and how they are dreaming, means raising tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Here's a comment from someone who donated $5 online after hearing BA. They said, "Knowledge is waking me up from the inertia." A college student who gave $10 said, We should not be forced into a two-party system where we must choose the lesser of two evils. We should not be satisfied with leaders who don't represent our visions of the future in society. Everyone should listen to Bob Avakian's message and begin to envision a different system with which we live in. And one of the most frequently asked questions in the comments on BA's social media is, what could replace this? One person who gave $20 said, "We know capitalism is a mess, and it's been that way so long that people get accustomed to it. I feel like we're going to destroy ourselves." But the question is, how are we going to do this? How would a completely new way to live look? How? That's what I'm trying to understand. That's what I'm getting from listening to what Mr. Avakian is talking about. And these smaller level donations of $5, $10, $20, they need to be matched 10 and 20 fold. The whole future is on the line. Give seriously, give generously. The stakes of this moment are existential. And as long as people's thinking and aspirations are locked into what is possible within the confines of this system, so long as people believe that the only realistic choices in terms of the direction of society involve supporting one or another ruling class party of this system, the result will be a continuation of horrors. Join the battle for the future. Donate to get at Bob Avakian Official, reaching into every corner of society.
Once again, let me remind you that you are listening to The Michael Slate Show.
The choices in this election are a damning exposure of this whole system. This is Bob Avakian, Revolution number 101. In these messages, I have done a lot of analysis of what is actually represented by this election and the opposing candidates, Trump and Harris. At the same time, it can be boiled down to this. We are being told to choose between a lunatic, racist, woman-hating, all-around fascist Donald Trump and a genocidal war criminal, Kamala Harris. When these are the choices offered by a system, it is time to recognize that this system is a thoroughly rotten, monstrously criminal, massively destructive, thoroughly outmoded system, long past the time when it can represent anything positive. It is time to look seriously for solutions outside and beyond this system. It is time for a revolution to overthrow and uproot this whole system and bring into being a fundamentally different and much better system. It is time to join the national campaign to spread these social media messages and the word about this revolution while you're learning more about it. Time to go to revcom.us. Get into We Need and We Demand, a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. Time to become part of the RevCom Corps for the emancipation of humanity, actively and urgently working for this revolution. Within this country, and the whole damn system's got to go. This is not a time for demoralization and despair. It is a time for righteous anger and revolutionary determination. This is Bob Avakian, Revolution number 102. This election brings out sharply that there really are two countries within this country. This, in a real sense, is an extension of a fundamental division that has existed since the beginning of the so-called United States of America, with its foundation in slavery and genocide. A division which has never really been resolved throughout the history of this country, not through the Civil War in the 1860s, and not through changes that were brought about through the 1960s and in the years following. As I have said before, there is a direct line from the pro-slavery Confederacy at the time of the Civil War to the fascism of today, with its determination to make America once again openly, aggressively white supremacist, male supremacist, and anti-LGBT people. This division into two countries can find no good resolution under this system. The election of an outright fascist, Donald Trump, as the head of this system is a powerful demonstration of this. There can be no good resolution under this system because despite the false promises and lies of the mainstream section of the ruling class, represented by the Democratic Party, the whole system rests on ruthless exploitation, an oppression based on race, sex, and gender, the plunder of the environment and of people throughout the world, as well as the devastation of war. All this is built into the ruling system of capitalism, imperialism. One country within this country, those who support fascism, demand and celebrate this oppression and madness. The other country wants an end to this oppression and madness. But there can be no end to it under this system. And so long as things are on the terms of this system and limited within the confines of this system, the fascists will have initiative which decent people cannot have. Why? Because fascism is one way this system of capitalism, imperialism can be ruled and function. And there is a powerful section of the ruling class that is determined to impose this fascism. But putting an end to all the injustices that decent people want to see ended cannot happen under this system. And although there is a section of the ruling class that opposes this fascism, this opposition is always on the terms and within the limits of this system. There is no part of the ruling class that will risk the kind of upheaval that will be necessary to defeat this fascism. And no part of the ruling class that will seek to bring about an end to the monstrous atrocities and profound injustices which are built into this system and which this system cannot do without. And that is just the point. Things must no longer remain and continue to be confined on the terms and within the limits of this system and its ruling class. It is time, and urgently so, for the only positive revolutionary resolution of all this. Time to resolve this fundamental divide by finally and decisively defeating the fascist country, and doing so as part of putting an end to this whole system which has given rise to this fascism, along with all its other atrocity. And as for people who have actually been misled into being part of the fascist country, decisively defeating this fascism as part of doing away with this whole system, will provide the best means for jolting awake those misled people and winning them to become part of a revolutionary and emancipating resolution to all this. As I said at the beginning, this is not a time for demoralization and despair resulting from accepting things on the terms of this system. This is a time for righteous anger and revolutionary determination, a time to finally bring about a decisive, emancipating, revolutionary resolution to this conflict, which, in a very real sense, has marked the United States from the time of its founding in slavery and genocide to the time today when it is the world's most deadly and destructive oppressor, dangerously threatening the future and the very existence of humanity. Time to take up and fight for what we RevComs, revolutionary communists, have clearly put forward in We Need and We Demand, a whole new way to live, a fundamentally different system. The existing capitalist imperialist system and institutions of government in this country must be abolished and dismantled and replaced by a new socialist system based on the Constitution for the new socialist republic in North America.
We've got some time left, so I'd like to play this.
You want just one example of what makes this whole system completely illegitimate and bankrupt? A core part of Trump's closing argument for president is brutal, raw hatred of women, priming his foaming-at-the-mouth followers with the promise of violent revenge. Listen to this from Tucker Carlson at a rally with Trump.
Kamala Harris shouldn't have a job. She has no skills. How did we wind up with a system where Kamala Harris, you couldn't change the tire on your truck, much less drive it? How did she wind up at the top of the pyramid? And then once she's there, she lectures you like you did something. It's too much. You can't allow that. If you allow your two-year-old to smear the contents of his diapers on the wall of your living room, and you do nothing about it, if you allow your 14-year-old to light a joint at the breakfast table, if you allow your hormone-addled 15-year-old daughter to, like, slam the door of her bedroom and give you the finger, you're going to get more of it. No. There has to be a point at which dad comes home. Yeah, that's right. Dad comes home. And he's pissed. Dad is pissed. And when dad gets home, you know what he says? You've been a bad girl. You've been a bad little girl, and you're getting a vigorous spanking right now. And no, it's not going to hurt me more than it hurts you. No, it's not. I'm not going to lie. This is going to hurt you a lot more than it hurts me. And you earned this. You're getting a vigorous spanking because you've been a bad girl.
This is a pornographically charged fantasy about inflicting violence on a teenage girl. Think about it. Tucker mentions three kids. But only when he comes to the 15-year-old does he mention that she is female. And not just female, a hormone-addled teenage girl. He is sexualizing her, conjuring how her body is changing, how her sexuality is awakening. And Tucker is saying that just by wanting to assert herself, as every teenager does, she is being very bad. She deserves to be punished. Punished by a man. The dad. The patriarch, the enforcer. So this dad administers a vigorous spanking. Finally, Tucker emphasizes that this spanking will be violent. It will cause pain. And the man is going to enjoy inflicting this pain on this girl. Think about the audience that is hearing this. the pornography consuming men and boys raised on the idea that what it means to be a man is to keep the bitches in line.
Me teaching people how I managed females in those scenarios, how I controlled their emotion, why they obeyed me.
Tucker's abuse fantasy is a metaphor. It is not just a metaphor for Kamala Harris, who these fascist bros are eager to call low IQ, undeserving, someone who allegedly slept her way to the top, someone who is being handled by pimps.
Her and her pimp handlers will destroy our country.
But let's give Harris her due. As horrific as Kamala Harris actually is, as much as she is an enforcer of mass incarceration, mass murder in Gaza, and so many other crimes of this system, Kamala Harris is capable. She has earned her place near the top of this grotesque system. But these men are not just furious at Harris. They are furious at all women. They are furious at women outpacing men in college. They are furious that some men now have to answer to female bosses. They are furious that sometimes men are held accountable for sexual assault. They are furious that millions of women expect their boyfriends and their husbands to treat them with respect. They are furious that more women than in any previous generation have the financial independence to leave abusive relationships, to have children on their own, or not to have children at all. Meanwhile, many of the jobs that men used to rely on have dried up because of automation and globalization. These men are furious that here and all over the world, women's long pent-up fury has repeatedly burst forth, defying thousands of years of tradition's chains. And these men are furious as well that LGBTQ people, especially trans people, have challenged traditional notions of what it means to be a man or a woman. No, the oppression of women has not been ended. 1 in 6 women in this country will still be raped or sexually assaulted. Women still don't have pay equity with men. The culture is still filled with degradation of women. Young boys and girls are taught that sex should involve violence and domination. But even the partial advances that women have won are too much for these men, shaped as they are by millennia of patriarchal domination that continues to be woven into our society today. So now, these men are out for revenge. And this imaginary 15-year-old girl Tucker fantasizes about sexually and violently assaulting is a stand-in for all women. And who is the champion of this promised orgy of revenge against women? Donald f***ing Trump.
Daddy Trump! Daddy Trump! Daddy Trump! Daddy Trump! Daddy Trump!
Trump, who waxes on about the size of an athlete's penis at a presidential rally.
He took showers with the other pros. They came out of there. They said, oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
Trump, who openly basks in his ability to grab him by the pussy.
You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the pussy.
Trump, who promises to deliver the supposedly God-ordained destiny of a powerful America defined by rugged, aggressive, militant white masculinity, where men are once again kings in their patriarchal families. Trump, who handpicked the cold-hearted theocratic justices who overturned women's fundamental right to abortion, so that now, across this country, tens of thousands of women are being forced to have children against their will. So that now, thousands of women are bleeding out in parking lots, suffering organ failure, even losing their lives. Recently, the Democrats have been speaking to this threat against women. But let's get real. These Democrats have never and will never fight these women-hating fascists the way they need to be fought. These Democrats only give lip service to women when they need your vote and need to keep you believing in their system. Then they go back to their decades-long pattern of seeking common ground with these fascists, ceding the moral high ground to them, and channeling your rage and your hopes and the limits of your imagination back into their system. But it is this system, the system of capitalism, imperialism, that spawned these fascists, This system has the oppression of women woven deeply into its very foundation and functioning. And the nature of this system has ensured that, fight as women might, any advances they win will be partial, and these advances will be under constant assault. And now, the antagonism between the deep desire and yearning of women to be free of all this patriarchal bullshit and the vengeance being sought by these women-hating MAGA maniacs is coming to a head. This is going to be resolved one way or the other. With so much at stake, let us be very clear. There is only one way to resolve this positively. It is through a real revolution that overthrows this truly monstrous system of capitalism and imperialism and brings into being a fundamentally different and much better system and way of life. A system where women, men, and differently gendered people come together to forge new ways of relating with full equality and respect as part of a larger fight to end oppression and exploitation in every form. This is possible. Bob Avakian has forged a new communism, a whole new framework for human emancipation that goes way beyond and in some important ways is very different than even the best of the revolutions of the past. And a core part of this is recognizing that the fight for the complete liberation of women will be a crucial component in propelling and driving forward not only the revolutionary struggle to overthrow this system, but to continue the revolution within the new socialist society itself, in order to advance on the road towards the final aim of human emancipation. So instead of allowing your fury and your aspirations to be channeled back into the killing confines of this system through its Democratic Party, bring all that into the revolution. Follow at Bob Avakian Official today and reach out to us. Reach out to me at the address on the screen to dig into this together and to get organized to stand up against this assault as we work for revolution. Let me close with this powerful truth from Bob Avakian.
Here is another profound truth. Even with all the ways that the heavy chains of hundreds and thousands of years of oppressive tradition weigh down on the masses of people and place a heavy burden, particularly on the half of humanity that is female, there is a deep yearning to be free of all this, which not only leads to imaginary hopes of supernatural salvation, but also erupts in unrestrained fury right in this real world. And that fury needs to be fully called forth, given a scientific revolutionary expression, focused toward the emancipation of all the oppressed and exploited of the world, and ultimately all humanity, directed to fighting against the fundamental source of all the suffering. This system of capitalism imperialism, with its suffocating and brutal patriarchal male supremacy, along with all its other outrages. This takes on even more powerful meaning and urgent importance in the current situation in this country and others, where the forceful assertion of raw misogyny, hatred of women, and patriarchal subjugation of women is becoming more blatant and unbridled, focused to a significant degree now in the escalating moves to even further deny women control over their own lives and their very bodies, with the right to abortion and even birth control being brought under mounting attack. Right now, this slogan and call needs to be taken up broadly and made a powerful material force. Break the chains. Unleash the fury of women as a mighty force for revolution.
Que tiemble el Estado, los cielos, las calles, que tiemblen los jueces y los judiciales. Hoy a las mujeres nos quitan la calma, nos sembraron miedo, nos crecieron alas. A cada minuto de cada semana nos roban amigas, nos matan hermanas, destrozan sus cuerpos, los destrozan.
olvide sus nombres, por favor, señor presidente. Por todas las compas luchando en Reforma, por todas las morras peleando en Sonora, por las comandantas luchando por Chiapas, por todas las madres buscando en Tijuana.
Cantamos sin miedo, pedimos justicia, gritamos por cada desaparecida.
Que resuene fuerte,
nos queremos vivas.
Que caiga con fuerza
el feminicida.
Yo todo lo incendio, yo todo lo rompo. Si un día algún fulano te apaga los ojos, ya nada me calla, ya todo me sobra. Si tocan a una, respondemos todas. Soy Claudia, soy Esther y soy Teresa. Marchando en Reforma, por todas las morras peleando en Sonora, por las comandantas luchando por Chiapas, por todas las madres luchando en Tijuana.
Cantamos sin miedo, pedimos justicia, gritamos por cada desaparecida.
Que resuene fuerte,
nos queremos vivas.
Que caiga con fuerza
el feminicida.
Que caiga con fuerza
el feminicida.
Y retiemble en sus centros la tierra al sonoro rugir del amor. Y retiemble en sus centros la tierra al sonoro rugir del amor.
And that brings us to the end of another show here at the Michael Slate Show. I'd like to thank Andy Z and everybody at the Revolution Nothing Less Show, my assistant producer, Henry Carson, and all of you for tuning in. And again, check out the RevComs on YouTube at youtube.com/TheRevComs and follow at Bob Avakian Official on all your social media platforms. And remember, the problem is not human nature, it is the nature of the system. Through a real revolution, a better world is possible. My name is Sansara Taylor. I'll talk to you again next week.